And now, a dramatic reading of a real letter thanking PETA. As titled, Dear PETA, thanks for the advice. I couldn't have killed those animals without you. The other night, I was smoking a cigarette, and I noticed something over by the bedroom window, crawling in and out of things. Well, this is Florida, so I figured it was just a lizard, or frog, or whatever. A few days passed by without incident. Then I saw it. A fucking rat slash mouse, whatever, darted out from nowhere, and I was filled with disgust. How could this be? My place is clean. The kind of clean that Adderall makes you obsess about. All I knew was this fucker had to die. I went out and bought mouse traps, feeling completely ashamed, hoping that the cashier would think I was using them for a prank or science project. I put them out, but all that would happen was the trap would go off. Little bastard would run away after eating the peanut butter. This was not acceptable. Those are the same fucking things that caused the plague. And I'm sure as hell dying from that. This must be dealt with swiftly, and with a fist made of so much iron that all of nature would fear me. But what to do? How do you torture a rat, or make them die the worst, most painful death possible? Furthermore, can you send the message of a brutal dictator to a rodent? The next few days I tried traps, poison. I even constructed a gas chamber that knocked a cup of bleach into a cup of ammonia and trapped the fucking thing, but I got nothing. Then it came to me. I should ask PETA the most humane way to deal with this. I emailed them around 5 p.m. and was shocked at the turnaround time. I mean, like in 2 minutes, they were begging me to use a live trap and set it free in the wild. What came next is exactly what I wanted and why I emailed them in the first place. I'm shady and amazing at tricking people like that. Whatever you do, don't feed them anything that is carbonated. Rats don't have the ability to burp, and their insides will burst. I rushed out immediately and bought Pop Rocks, Alka-Seltzer, and soda candy. That night, I mixed all that stuff together with some peanut butter and some tiny pieces of broken glass for good measure. The next morning, I found 3 dead bloody rats, and haven't seen another one since. Thank you, PETA. I couldn't have killed them without you.